Hello, and welcome back to the Poorly Written Podcast, the only podcast where our time limit is not 1 minute, and I know some of us wish it was.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the intro. We're going with that. I'm your host, Zach. I am joined by Lewis, Mike in India, so say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
And we decided to bring Ben back. We got him out of his aluminum foil hat club today, so.
A little hobble.
So,
well, howdy there, partner.
Well, welcome back. I know your aluminum hat club is a very exclusive aluminum foil hat club.
I kept it on, actually. You know, I got to stay safe out here in the COVID world.
Yeah, I mean, you should just wear a mask.
I mean, people here at Squeak aren't really, but...
Ooh,
I mean, that's another episode.
That's
possibly
for another time. today, we're going to be talking about TikTok. Yeah, that's it. We're just talking
song
about
song by Kesha.
not the song. We're not a song review podcast.
Dang it! I thought it was gonna be. Dang it, Zach! You lied to me. I thought it was gonna be a good.
I did not
episode.
Lie to you. I said TikTok, and you just filled in the gaps.
We think about we're doing a polyphonic episode, diving deep into the song.
No, we're not looking into the deeper meaning of TikTok by Kesha.
Oh, that's a 3-hour special.
That.
That's a 3-hour
Patreon
special.
On our Patreon.
Dude, I'm done writing college papers. I don't need to bullshit my way through anymore. Bad enough. But anyways, today we are talking about TikTok. We're going to talk about the recent debacle. It's more like a soap opera plot that has been going on with TikTok in the United States. Mostly Trump. El Presidente Trump. Because, you know, that's how he likes to roll.
Yeah,
we're getting political on this a little bit. We're going to go into the background of the situation. We're going to talk about if Trump was actually butthurt or was there any actual concern. And is TikTok really worth saving? Like, is it actually worth saving? We'll find out later. Let's get into the background of this. From what I understand, someone can tell me when I'm wrong for once. Except India, she could do it all the time. So basically, from what I understand, it started as a cybersecurity concern by like the U.S. government saying, "Oh, this is a Chinese-based company. They're like taking all your data and they're using it for stuff. Don't download it." I know for a while the military wasn't allowed to have TikTok at all.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, with the whole Hong Kong protests and sort of like subjugation of the people there, I think like U.S. government kind of just got scared that, like, since like Chinese companies are using it to curtail speech and like influence there, that they might do it over here to a lesser extent, but still.
Right, but you know, there was concern about that too, and the app influencing people to do certain things, and the whole Hong Kong situation is just a very delicate situation.
Right. It requires a lot more in-depth analysis of it, because it's been going on the past couple of years. That's really started to surface within the past year or so. Right around last summer. I want to say right around last summer, not summer 2020, but summer of 19 is when we started hearing about it and how the police like were retaliating against the pro-democratic protesters. And what they were going to be charged with, and they were going to be charged with like felonies that would put them away for like 10 years as a political prisoner, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not a good situation, and we don't have enough time to get into it.
Right.
But there's a lot of factors going against TikTok, and then more so recently than not, people on TikTok have been credited with tricking the Trump campaign into thinking there's millions of people trying to get into his rally at Tulsa, Oklahoma, but then it just ended up being like 6,000 people and a 19,000 person arena, 20,000 arena.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Which is
I think it was like 20,500, like
something like that.
It's a big number. It's a relatively good number size.
It was pretty bad.
It was bad. They barely filled up a third of.
Yeah, it was kind of sad, and actually one of the someone that used to work there, they said, you know, it's bad when Nickelback is manageable to sell out that arena two nights in a row compared to a Trump rally.
I think the Wiggles sold that arena out 3 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's Nickelback, though.
Literally, Nickelback. Literally, and the Wiggles. Literally every artist possible was dunking on Trump for how bad his rally did in Tulsa. It was bad. Like, Nickelback, The Wiggles, Pink. I think Jim Gaffigan said he sold that arena out twice. Yep. Too. There was a lot of people just dunking on the president, being like, oh, you can't fill up an arena, and you've been he was kind of like taunting other people. It's like, yeah, I'm doing a rally. It's in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it's going to be the day of Juneteenth. And then he's like, oh, the day after Juneteenth. My bad.
Right.
But there was a lot going on. TikTok is not certainly like a straight A student. They are very much.
Of course not.
They're very much a bad boy, but like not bad boy. Like you're not getting the West Side like snap going or anything. They're like
and not like a Twitter bad boy.
No, this is like edgelords, but like sometimes they actually do something. And you're like, oh shit.
Hmm.
So anyways, that's kind of the background of it. Does anybody else have anything to add leading into this background? Well. We did a good job leading it up.
Yeah.
It take 10 minutes. It only took, like, what?
Well, we still have more to talk about TikTok background and stuff.
I know.
I mean, like, TikTok is a video app. I mean, like, it's kind of... Nobody wants to admit it, but it's kind of like... It's not Vine in a way, because Vine was like, you got 7 seconds.
Like, this is like, you got a song.
Not necessarily. I mean, India, right. India and I can explain that, because I've been exploring TikTok between the podcast TikTok and my own personal TikTok, shameless plugs.
I completely shameless forgot we made plugs. One.
Yeah, it was our decision. I'm like, I'm not sure about it. And everyone's like, yeah, that's a good idea. We should do that.
Oh, wait, that was the one I skipped out on. I remember that now.
That's right. But anyways.
That was working double that day. I remember that.
It's not just sing-along the songs and stuff. If it was like a sing-along app, it would never have taken off the way it did. Like, if we wanted a sing-along app, Disney would have already done it already.
Right. And we had Musical.ly for that as well.
Musical.ly also died, so that's kind of... Problem.
Just like Vine.
It died in a good death.
It died an honorable warrior's death.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, India, do you have anything to add about what TikTok actually is?
TikTok is just like videos. You can't make any videos over a minute long, so it's like 60 seconds and under. But it's just like videos, and they start a lot of trends, like trendy stuff, or like the popular like TikTok dances that everybody does. Basically it's just for fun, but in recent events it's gotten like really political. So people have been up there spewing like their views or whatnot in like 10 seconds and then it'll just go viral, and next thing you know people are like arguing and whatnot.
It has become, I don't want to say cesspool, but it's become a hotbed for debate and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Very hot. And there's a whole bunch of information you can find on TikTok that, like, you did not even know. Like, people will be like, hey, while we're already on the topic of, you know, slavery or whatever, this is what Juneteenth is about. And then they'll do a whole, like, video on Juneteenth or whatever. And then here comes the memes and stuff like that. Black people making, like, slave jokes and shit like that. But,
Yeah.
I was not made aware of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of
that,
like
so one of our good friends Sam, she's like the one that came on the conspiracy podcast, told me there was like something going on, like cancel like culture in a sense of like, oh, or not gatekeeping, sorry, I apologize. Gatekeeping, like if you're not part of like a certain like group or whatever, you can't talk about it or whatever, and that was going on TikTok. And I heard all that. I'm like, this, like, I would say part of my profanity, but I don't give a damn. But that sounds like a lot of bullshit. Just like, why are you even doing that kind of thing? And then TikTok for me, like, I'll be honest, I've never downloaded it. Never will be downloaded on my phone. I don't personally care. When I got my new phone, it was already pre-installed for whatever fucking reason. I immediately uninstalled it. Like,
he didn't even give it a chance. He's just like, fuck this.
I never knew it. So the thing was, it was like, it wasn't downloaded in a sense. Like, it was like one of those where like, hey, you could re-download this. I'm like, I didn't want it the first place. I don't want it now. Get this shit away from me. Because, like, I don't care for it. It's kind of just there. So, like, I'm someone that's like, hey, they can do their little dances. They can do their little skits and stuff. I personally don't care. But it's also very cringy in my mind. In my eyes, excuse me. It's just, I don't know. It's just kind of there for me. It's just, like, it's just in the corner. I just leave it in the corner.
Ben's very much like, just leave it in the corner. Let it do its thing. It's going to run out at some point. But then the music becomes much, much louder, and then it gets in his face, and Ben's like, still not going on it. No.
Still not fazed by it.
It's like, nope, not fazed. It's weird because, like, the way TikTok markets itself is, like, the way, like, it first started marketing itself was very dumb. Like, they didn't try to, like, play into the fact that they're, like, a popular video app. They're like, hey, we invent dances. People do lip syncing. Come do this. And I'm like, why the fuck would I go there? I'm not, like, 13. And then when I actually started, like, going through it for the podcast and stuff, and then I started to go through, I'm like, oh, actually, there is some genuinely good content on here. So let me make a personal one. And then keep going, and then I'm like, down the rabbit hole we go. That's just kind of how it started, because there's a lot of people who aren't doing, like, the dances and stuff, or just, like, doing the jokes and the skits and stuff, and, like, pretty much every subgenre you can think of is on TikTok. You want Dungeons & Dragons TikTok, which is super popular. There you go. Mm-hmm. It's right there. You want a history TikTok subgenre. There you go. Hamilton, right there. And then when they start merging together, then you get some, you know, you're going to see some shit. When these two subgenres merge together, Marty, you're going to see some shit.
What is this, LSD or some shit?
No, because literally...
TikTok is secretly a drug. We've been lying to you. It's secretly a drug.
Yeah, you download it, they come into your house, and they... hit you over the head with some drugs. That's just how it is. You just make up all this shit.
All the drugs. Just every last one. You get every single one of them.
And then it's like, it's weird because, like, I'll get a lot of, like, Hamilton and D&D TikToks. Like, they're literally jokes about D&D, but told through Hamilton songs. And it's weird, but it's also really funny. You have to see it to believe it. You have to see it to believe
it. You have to see it to believe it. Honestly, I can... because I'm a really big Hamilton fan. Like, I'm a Hamilton stan. I've been a Hamilton fan since 2016. Biggest Hamilton fan ever. So then when I found out that people were, like, making videos on, like, Hamilton on TikTok, and it'll be, like, behind-the-scenes footage and stuff like that, but also be, like, Hamilton, like, memes. Hamilton memes. So, pretty much any single category on TikTok, any single group that, like, you think you're a part of, they have memes for it in video form. So, honestly, I don't think it can get any better than that.
I feel like Indy is no longer my friend when I say this, but I've only seen a grand total of, like, 15 minutes of Hamilton and turned it off.
Oh.
So I think Indy will no longer be my friend. Yeah, I've accepted that at this point. And I'm okay with that. I'm not saying Hamilton's bad. First and foremost, the reason I stopped was for two reasons. One, because I had to go to work. I wanted to watch it a little bit before I went to work. And the other reason why is I just wasn't getting into it, but I will admit that I will give it a second chance and watch it all the way
through.
Jake is my witness. I will take it a second chance and watch it all the way through before I make a full judgment. Hamilton's not bad. I have no opinion on it because I can't make an opinion on it.
Here's the thing about the Hamilton movie on Disney Plus. You actually have to treat it like you're going to the theater and actually sit down and watch the whole thing through. Because otherwise you're just... If you try to watch snippets and stuff, it doesn't work the same.
Oh, I know that. I'm aware of that.
I'm aware of that.
I'm going to start all over again to begin with. Because, I honestly forgot what happened because this was like... when it first came out, so whenever that day was, like, I think 2 days after it came on Disney Plus, I watched a little bit, so I really don't remember. All I know is, like, they introduced him and that, and they were, like, talking to some Frenchman or something like that. That's all I know. That's really all I know. So it's, like, very scratching the surface.
Mike signed because he knows historically how Hamilton goes, but not through the musical, unless he is a secret ham stand.
I'm not a ham stan, I'm just a fan.
He's just a fan.
I'm a Hamilton stan. Hamilton stan, the biggest stan you will ever find in your life. Honestly, well, the thing is with Hamilton, you can't watch it after 7 o'clock. It's 2 hours long. It's a long show. Watch it before 7 o'clock at least. Because once you start, once you're like, hey, you know what? It's midnight. I'm going to start watching Hamilton. You can't. You just can't. It's not a good idea.
It's stretching your time out.
That's just, it's not going to work out. But we're going to move on to the next part of this. Was Trump butthurt over the whole TikTok thing? Is there any actual concern about this? Yeah. Let's just talk about the first part of this. Like, was Trump actually butthurt, and why do we all think so?
I feel that originally he wasn't butthurt because he felt like it's just a bunch of dumb kids saying stuff. It doesn't really concern me all that much, even though he yells at the same kind of people on Twitter. I just feel that when, I think it was Kellyanne Conway's daughter started posting stuff on there against Trump, I think that was when he started to get a little bit butthurt, because this is a person in my administration who's like fiercely loyal to me, and their daughter's this liberal spy, I guess.
Right.
It's not even just the daughter, it's the husband and the rest of the family too. And
really,
the whole Kellyanne Conway thing is just very interesting, and there's a reason. She's not going to say why she left.
It's very messy, because when you look at it, Kellyanne Conway worked for President Trump. Her husband, George Conway, was one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project, which you see on Twitter all the time. They make ads against Trump. They're basically a Republicans Against Trump organization. And then their kid kind of sides with the dad, but kind of not at the same time.
Anyone who's not with Trump is basically against Trump, even if they're not against Trump.
Yeah, she thinks her parents are total dicks, but she kind of leans towards her dad's side of it, but she kind of leans liberal too.
Well, I followed the Twitter feed just to see, and she talked about getting emancipated from her parents. And then a week later, Kellyanne Conway announced that she was going to step away from the White House, so there's some issues going on there. But yeah, I think that started it. And then when they found, I think when the first person found out you could get like the reserve free tickets to the Tulsa rally, because Trump never mentioned anything about banning TikTok. Like, it was teased once in a while. It's like, oh, is the U.S. thinking about banning TikTok? And that would go on for years.
Right.
And then after the Tulsa rally, like, he, first of all, his main campaign manager was basically demoted and, like, shamed in the Trump campaign. That's very hard to do, first of all. That's not very easy to do, to be shamed in the Trump campaign.
You have to logistically mess up big time, and you have to have the biggest oof possible.
The man took the bait, and not only did he take the bait, he asked for more bait.
And then the thing is, the week after that, they had to do Hampshire one. People were pulling that shit off too there. And then,
they delayed the New Hampshire one, and I don't think they've rescheduled it.
Yeah. People were like, cancel it, because the concerns of the Tulsa over, okay, people are starting to test positive here. Maybe let's delay this a little bit, so that way it doesn't make us look like we're all in the spotlight, denying the whole thing is happening. Because this was around the time when he started wearing a mask, finally. It took him months to do.
I think
then he finally started doing it.
He only wore the mask once. That's what I've noticed.
He does it once in a blue moon.
And there are like thousands of pictures of that one a time.
I know.
Right.
They're like, oh, he actually did it. But then he's like, oh, I'm not doing it. And he's like, I'm only doing it when they yell at me too much.
He said the CDC's going to recommend it, but I'm not going to do it. It's like, okay, you're telling your fan base to trust the science, trust the governmental science, and you're doing exactly the opposite of that.
Yeah.
I hear all the time. Wow, I almost sounded English there for a second. But yeah, all the time I hear from conservatives, like, I trust the CDC, I trust the science. It's like, okay, why are you complaining about a mask or a bandana? You're complaining about that, and that's what they've talked about. And now you want to say, oh, but my leader in charge told me to do this. It's like, okay.
I think we're getting off.
Exactly. Yeah, we were getting off track.
Sorry.
Lewis was doing this whole dramatic reenactment, and I'm like, all right, this is cool, but like, where's the point?
Where's the beef?
All together, comes back.
There isn't many on there because it could be there. I don't know.
It's based on your algorithm. So, like, I'm not on, because there's this thing called, like, Trump TikTok or whatever. There's TikToks or everything. That's but, a like, thing? It's called, yeah.
Yeah.
Trump TikTok, where, like, you scroll through a numerous amount of videos where there's Trump supporters or Confederate supporters or Nazi sympathizers or something like that. Okay. Yeah, there's videos about that. If you like them and interact with them, you'll see them more on your page. But if you leave them alone, you won't see them.
Yeah.
So well, that's, I feel like that's the reason.
Well, that's the case with anything.
Yeah, that's with anything. But it takes a minute. It takes a minute for it to
you
show
have to
up.
Find it. I have
seen some. Yeah, you have to find it. And but like once you find it, like it'll keep recommending those videos. Yeah. So I have seen some like that. But the thing is, he was butthurt over the app. First, he didn't care about it, but now he was butthurt after there was a TikTok. Somebody made a TikTok and they said, well, Trump is having this rally and apparently every person gets one free ticket and there's only so many spaces. So how about all the liberals get a free ticket, sign up to get a free ticket, but don't show up. And it doesn't matter where you are. The rally could be in Michigan and you can be in California for all you care. You'd sign up and you would take seats away from the Republicans to prevent people from showing up. That's why when you saw the rally and the footage from it, there was nobody there.
Yeah.
Because all the liberals on TikTok, it went viral and all the liberals on TikTok got a free ticket and didn't show up.
I got two free tickets.
Exactly.
I got two. You can reserve one or two tickets and I reserve two.
I want all of them.
I reserved two, and
it's
then
like the meme where you do like a free trial and you change your appearance or they change your email.
No,
so
I literally did it once.
That just like makes a bunch of like burner emails to like get more tickets because they're free. Like I'm getting all of them.
Well, you
I'm
had to sign up with your phone numbers, so that was part of it.
So you get a bunch of fake phone numbers.
I know, and then it's like
fake phone numbers. It's 2020. You think
but
you
like
do that?
It was funny because it's like, oh man, I got the two free tickets to the Tulsa rally, and then I forgot I have to go vacuum the beach that day. You know, I have to go vacuum the beach in Wyoming that day, so it's like it's really awkward. I can't go now, but I
wait. Hang on. You did not just say vacuum the beach. What?
I was waiting for someone to stop me.
Like I was listening to that, and all I heard was vacuuming the beach. And I want you to know, I didn't hear one word you said of that because I was just stuck on that. Like Ben.exe just stopped working when I heard vacuuming the beach.
We broke
Ben. I
was
so thrown in through a loop.
I gotta mop the ocean. That's why I can't go.
Yeah,
so.
It's a tough call.
I got a water, my cactus, you know, in the desert, you know, in the Sahara, you know, I just gotta do that real quick.
I gotta
quick,
water the
know.
Mojave.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I gotta like, shit, what was it? I gotta take the sea lions out for a walk, you know, like, it's just like.
No, it's the fishes for a walk. Get it right, Zach.
Well, somebody's gonna be sleeping with the fishes. I gotta tuck my fish into bed. It's a very long ritualistic process.
I got the river bass ready to go. She's growing, but she needs some extra care right now.
Yeah, she's not doing too good. But anyways, my whole Twitter feed was just exploding with people like making up excuses as to why they couldn't go, but still held on to the tickets anyways. Because a part about that rally was that there was a number of tickets available for people who showed up that day. So, like, people were still able to get in, but, like, there's, like, most of the sections were, like, free tickets away.
Right.
And then, like, they tried holding, like the pre-rally for people who couldn't get in, and then they had to cancel that because no one showed up, and basically everyone who was there got in, and it was only, like, 60,000 people. No, 6,000. Six. Don't throw the extra zero. We're not a legitimate news source. Our facts may be wrong.
Maybe wrong, okay.
Maybe wrong.
We like to stretch the truth.
We're not stretching the truth. We just don't know the truth. They're and like, you.
We like the silly putty to truth.
And you went to school for broadcasting. And, well, never mind. I'm still in school. And I don't care for news.
Hey, you leave me alone. You leave me alone. I'm doing my own thing.
I took one news writing class, and
holy crap, I actually give a shit. Meddling kids.
Wasn't for those meddling kids, but I like the Captain Hook one because he's like, he did not care
Trump is
duped by a bunch of teenagers, which makes me think Trump is Captain Hook and TikTok is Peter Pan.
Well, I have a better allegory to that. Trump is a Scooby-Doo villain.
I was thinking about that, but like...
Wasn't for the meddling kids.
Wasn't for those meddling kids, but I like the Captain Hook one, because he's like, he did not care until he like got his hand chopped off, and he's like, ah, these little fuckers.
The only kid that he's not pissed off at any point in his lifetime now is Kevin McAllister from Home Alone.
Ooh. Can you imagine it's like Trump is like the one of the robbers, and then he has to go up against Kevin McAllister. My God.
I don't even want to picture that.
I don't want to picture that. He's the worst. He's by far the worst cameo because he led a kid straight into trouble in the second movie.
Yeah, that setup probably would have been worse than Home Alone 4.
Exactly. So let's talk about the other half of this. Is that Trump, it sounds like we think Trump was pretty butthurt. We can kind of agree on that.
Edgily into it, yes.
But is there any actual concern about what TikTok does? Because the government was saying, and of course, you know, you have to take whatever the government says with a grain of salt, I guess.
Right. But, I think...
Like, they were saying concerns that China was taking data and selling it, but right. my thing about that is like it's no different than a U.S. company. Facebook has admitted to doing it all the time. So
exactly.
So like
Facebook does that. So honestly, like people are like, oh, I don't want them stealing my dollars with my dollar. And I'm like, well, what do you think Facebook does? And what do you think these other websites do too? So honestly, unless you're like up there doing something illegal, doing something that's gonna flag them or something like that, I honestly wouldn't be too worried about it. Like I'm really not that too worried about it. Nobody's looking out for India in the middle of freaking Oswego. Right. Bum fuck no.
Well, I think the issue of TikTok would have come to the table later anyway, because yes Facebook does this, but since a Chinese company owns it, and most Chinese companies are sort of like, you know, pigeonholed by the state, by the central government of China,
that's
a huge concern. Mm-hmm. Like you have to consider, like, you know, national security issues and all that. Like yes, there's also security issues with Facebook's an American company. The United States could come down on Facebook whenever it wants. It can't come down on the owner of Chinese companies. If anything, they can just give out an arrest warrant and China can just laugh at it and burn it in a fire.
Right. Yeah, basically. Like, I feel like the reason why it became such a big issue is because, you know, the security issues that the U.S. has with China, and they don't really have a good history. They're not really on good terms when it comes to like censorship and security issues. So I feel like that raised a big eyebrow with the United States because it's not owned by a U.S. company, which I guess I can understand since people talk about the history with China and their censorship and things like that. But
I think, with that, the relationship kind of started getting much more sour when I think we all remember when the interview came out and Sony Studios, got hacked. And a copy of it got leaked. The North Koreans got pissed. The Chinese government got pissed at it. So that's kind of where it started. But then I think around the time when things started picking up on why Trump was considering banning the app, that was when there was a reported cyber attack going out. I think it was very minor, though. It was a couple thousand cases. It wasn't like the Yahoo one from a couple years ago where it was like millions of users. But it's still like, okay, do we play it? Do we strike down now to play it safe now? Do we wait it out a little bit and see what happens? Kind of, in a sense, it was like jumping ahead. I think there was a little bit of precaution, but I think concern was not as serious as many make it out to be, per se.
I mean, cyber security is pretty important. It's not even, like, the little bit of important. Like, cybersecurity is, like, such a huge thing now.
Without a doubt.
Because it's, like, the whole Sony hacks thing is, like, North Korea was mad. They were threatening to do stuff. China was mad. They were threatening to boycott and do stuff. And, you know, like, that created a bit of a tension. But, like, after the movie was released and stuff, like, nobody cared.
Yeah,
it was like, mediocre to good movie. Like, if... They have, like, thin skin if they get pissed off at that.
But it's also, like, you know, like, with an app, it's, like, it's on your phone. It's a computer thing. And, you know, on the one hand, you could be, like, you know, Facebook does the same thing. There's even, like, talks about Facebook potentially influenced a 2016 election, you know.
Right, with Cambridge Analytica.
And they want to talk about, you know, like, TikTok saying they're influencing election versus, like, Facebook... Facebook actually influenced the election, and it might have, like, cost Hillary the election. So, when we talk about, like...
power of a public forum.
Yeah. It's just the power of a public forum, but it's also, like, an unregulated public forum, too. Because Twitter's doing better about checking themselves. Twitter's doing a better job, Reddit's doing a better job, and then you get the Facebook company that's just like, oh, yeah, like, we're, like, the best form ever, but then it's like, you can't even regulate, you know, who's a Russian bot and who's an actual American citizen.
That's because I think their biggest market is, like, the old conservative market.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Facebook was one of the first big social medias besides MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
So older people, I think, are, like, cling on to that more than, let's just say, a Twitter or an Instagram, and especially a Reddit.
Right.
Well, yeah, there's other public forums. Facebook was the one that just kind of, like, took the lead, and then it kind of ran with it, but now it's kind of being outran by everyone else, in a way, because it can't... Right. It can't keep up with, like, Twitter, Snapchat, Reddit, and all these other ones, like, YouTube especially. That's their main competitor, is, like, Google right now. Because they have YouTube. Google's working on some other stuff. And there's a reason that Google started the Stadia game system, and there's a reason that Facebook bought Oculus years ago. So Facebook is trying very hard to stay relevant, but it's also still trying to make money at the end of the day, which is the whole Cambridge thing. So, you know, we talk about data leaks are very, you know, very bad for cybersecurity and stuff. But then we got... There's a platform like Facebook that is being heavily regulated, like some of the other apps and stuff.
Yeah, it's not just the regulations, but also the advertising, because they've now promoted that. Now they're going to stop playing ads within the last, I think they said, 2 or 3 weeks up to the election. And they're also going to heavily regulate fake ads now, so it's going to get interesting to see how Facebook goes forward from there.
The question is, why weren't they doing this before? I mean, obviously, like, there wasn't as much concern before, but now you got a platform that is very powerful and very persuasive to the right group of people, and it doesn't matter if it's true or not. That's kind of, like, the catch right there, is that, like, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. It's the internet. You can post whatever you want, unregulated. And instead of having everybody fact-check and regulate themselves, you know, that's kind of up to, like, the companies to, like, make sure that they're regulating themselves. Because if Congress does it, it's not going to be good.
Yeah. The thing is, I think it was most kind of, like, our fault, because we wanted to believe that the internet was this wild west, unregulated, all this kind of stuff, but you have these big companies taking, like, you know, big slices of the pie, and, like, you know, we have, like, net neutrality and like, you know, all this kind of stuff, but still, like, you know, Facebook, they were doing this kind of stuff way before it was a big issue with Google. They knew what they were. They created the system. They knew what they were doing. They believed that they were a force for good. But now it's kind of been thrown onto its head.
Yeah.
And now sort of that, like, I call it, like, sort of like a Vietnam moment where everyone just sort of realizes, why did we believe in this?
Like, why did we do it?
Yeah, like, or like a World War One moment. It's like, why did we put so much time into this, and why was it worth it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing. And the problem with TikTok is that it's not... I mean, the US-based version of it will be subjugated to the rules and stuff, but there's only so much you could do before China could just do whatever they want with TikTok.
Exactly.
But I think we can kind of move into the last point. Is TikTok really worth saving? I mean, Oracle, it was between Microsoft and Oracle, and Microsoft has been making some moves. I mean, they took the money from what was going to be the TikTok deal, and they're like, oh, let's just buy Bethesda instead.
But maybe we can finally have good games from them again. Not buggy games.
But that's just the charm of Bethesda games. But Oracle's the winner on the deal, and even Trump's like, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine, because the founder of Oracle is also like a Trump supporter, so it's like it's a very weird situation.
Oh, so that makes it better.
So
that's all it takes at that point.
At that point, and the guy might not even do anything with TikTok. He might just run different advertisements on TikTok.
Right.
I think the thing is, though, on top of that, as long as like it follows the quote-unquote U.S. guidelines, I think that's all that the Trump administration is trying to go towards. I don't think they really care if Trump – or it's canceled. If TikTok gets banned or whatever – I think they're more like their main point is like, okay, if it does, we have a reason. But if it abides by U.S. rules, I don't think they can deny that at that point.
Basically, the U.S. rules at this point is just keep man baby happy.
Right.
That's basically it. Keep orange man baby happy.
I think that's also the Republicans' view on it as well. Just keep orange man happy.
Make it nice and clean.
The walking Oompa Loompa happy.
It's like that. Keep the public forum nice and clean. Make it happy for conservatives.
Is it worth saving? If you're a business person, though, if you had the money to buy TikTok, the answer is yes. TikTok is worth saving.
I probably would.
If I was in the position to buy TikTok and the deal gone through, you're golden, because it's like one of the more popular social media platforms now than Facebook. Like, it's going toe-to-toe with Facebook at this point.
Right.
It's definitely one of the top. Yeah, I'll say it's one of the top social medias, at least rising wise. Like, it's up there in the with the likes of like Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, all those apps because of that reason.
Mm-hmm.
I think like I looked it up recently. Like the top five like social media apps for people who are like Gen Z or like younger anyway. So it was like anybody between the age of like 18 to 24. Instagram's number one, YouTube's number two, TikTok was number three.
I'm surprised YouTube was number two.
Well, a lot of people use it to like watch videos and stuff, so it's like it's not.
No, I'm saying like I thought it was gonna be lower.
Well, a lot of people watch their TV that way, so it kind of double dips.
Okay. Fair enough, because I forgot. But, I keep forgetting about YouTube.
And then it's TikTok.
As much as YouTube TV keeps advertising itself to me, I forgot it.
Ben, let me finish, damn it. I have points. I didn't write them down, but I looked them up, so let me have my points. Oh no, I might have yelled at him too much. Is he weeping in the corner, Lewis? I know you two sure.
He's weeping down the laundry room now.
Anyways, TikTok's three, Snapchat's four, and I don't even think Facebook's like top five anymore.
No.
I forgot
what surprised me.
I forgot what the fifth one was. I forgot what it was. It will come back to me. Watch, like I'll be doing the outro. I'll be like, I know what it was. But like, basically, Facebook is no longer like top five with younger people. It's literally all these other apps that like people like to use and stuff. Even though Facebook does own Instagram, but like Facebook itself is not as popular as a platform. But the fact that you're able to kind of snatch up like one of the top five platforms with younger people, it's a no-brainer to buy TikTok if you're in the position to do it as a business person.
You have the market there. It's a wide market. It's a growing market, and it has a wide range of appeasement. So it's a very smart investment if you get it at the right price.
And the other thing, too, I was reading this article about TikTok creators' concerns, and also... TikTok is very weird in that it helps the entertainment industry find new talent. Like, there was a Los Angeles talent-based company that would literally just scour TikTok for hours. They would literally take their, like, people. Be like, I need you to go on TikTok. I need you to look up actors and stuff. And I need you to find people. And that's how a lot of these people, some of these people are like looking up music talent and then acting talent and stuff like that. And then like they're looking for makeup artists and stuff. And like one talent agency says TikTok is our number one resource into finding newer talent versus going through the old ways. Because you don't have to go through you don't have to go through unions. Hold on,
It didn't exactly work with Vine, so...
It didn't work with Vine, but like the... But like they were saying, it's like it helps them find, you know, artists. Helps them find, you know, people just to kind of fill in like bodies and stuff. But also like if people can genuinely act, they'll reach out and ask for demo reels. Because that's what a lot of some of these people do. They're actual actors. They just do TikTok for, you know, publicity and marketing.
Right.
So, for, like, if you're on the creator point of it and you're actually, like, doing good on the platform, it makes sense to save TikTok and, like, have a deal go through no matter what. Because if it gets banned, and let's just say, like, TikTok gets completely banned, and then it's like your platform is gone. You don't have a base.
Right.
That was the point.
I'm okay with that. See,
Ben does not care for...
I don't care if TikTok gets banned. I just hope it has a more graceful death than Vine. It just slowly fades out. Like it gets up and it's slow because it's just there. You know, it just slowly will fade out. And you know what? I'd be content with that. They can do their dance and just slowly fade out.
Oh my
god! When it eventually dies, it'll be a very blissful day for me.
Oh my god, India, do you hear all this?
I feel like India like. Honestly, the moment this podcast started, it just wants to punch me.
I zoned out for like the past 10 minutes because it was just a whole bunch of men talking.
That's a big oof.
Yeah, it is a big oof. Honestly, I've been around so many men and their opinions, their unwanted opinions, unneeded opinions, and their audacity. So I kind of zone out when they talk. However, I feel like TikTok, since it has such a huge following and how it gained popularity so fast, I honestly feel like it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, like, that's just kind of a big thing. It's like, it's not going in. Like I said, it was like a number three, like, social media platform with young people. And like, if TikTok in theory never shuts down at any point in time, it's going to be around for a while. Until, you know, something else big and trending comes and, you know, finds its way into the what we have right now. Because Facebook, the actual platform of Facebook, not the Facebook company, they're kind of on the down and down at this point. Like, literally, like, celebrities were boycotting using Facebook because of, like, what was it? Like, against profit for hate or whatever. And the Facebook stock just dropped. I can't remember how much it dropped, but it dropped to a significant amount where Facebook was forced to do something. So it just shows that, like these social media apps can also be bullied by, like, you know, people with influence and stuff, but Facebook is very much subjugated to all the hate that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, it's subjugated to all the hate, and it still owns, like, I think it's, like, it only rivals Google as far as, like, search and usage and, like, ad revenue because it's still that big. And it owns Instagram. It owns Oculus. It has all these other subsidies on top of it as well. So even if Facebook gets bullied or whatever, I think they have enough money with Zuckerberg at the helm. I think they'll be fine. Unless something catastrophic happens, which I don't see happening with Facebook. Right. It could happen because anything can happen. And I think 2020 has shown that as a whole. But at the end of the day, like, and you could say that it could happen with TikTok. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened, but I also don't think it would because it has so many young influencers on it that I think if something like that would happen for TikTok, it would be like way down the line. Like, I don't think it's gonna happen anytime soon. Anything like that did happen,
I think
like it'd be very abrupt, like how Vine died. Like, and I don't think it's gonna happen.
The reason Vine died is because like Twitter decided it was not worth running it
they
anymore.
Basically said fuck off.
But it was worth it.
It was worth it.
Twitter literally just said, like, yeah, we don't want you anymore. Like, it was, like, the biggest breakup.
It was, just, the like, issue is that they weren't...
They're literally like, we don't care anymore. We don't care.
It's because they weren't making money off it. They didn't know how to work on this plot. The issue with Twitter is that they didn't know what they had, and then they got told what they had, and they're like, well, we don't know what the fuck to do with this.
They didn't expect such a Spanish Inquisition.
They didn't expect it to blow up. They didn't expect it to work as well. It's not like Periscope where it's just like it gradually picked up and then live streaming pit. They basically, Twitter went in two directions, video apps and then live streaming app. Periscope was a very slow, gradual incline. And now that live streaming has basically taken off, you know, Periscope is where you need to be for like certain live streams. Vine kind of took off way too quickly for Twitter to kind of understand what they had. And then they just fell flat on their face. And they're like, well, we don't know how to capitalize on this. We're not making any money off it. So we can't keep running it anymore. And that was the issue with Vine. I mean, I'm not saying TikTok is like way better than Vine, but like there was a simplicity with Vine.
It's a great app.
I think it was also because it was the first one to do it. I think us as a society, we value things that happen first in a sense of like, you know, that's why there is, even though it's dead, but there was some nostalgia for like MySpace in the sense like, oh, it was the first time we can interact. Now it's like Facebook, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's there. Vine, like, kinda... because Vine like started something new, like short 7-second videos, and even then they still extended, like they did like something where like you can like beyond the Vine or something like that. I don't remember what it was called, and it was like more longer, and it still wasn't that much longer, but like,
yeah, it was
like... they introduced a few things or something like that. So I think because it was a new way to view content, and that's why people like gravitated toward it, like, oh, this is new, and then also just died so quickly that they didn't get a chance to like fully like go after it. But I mean, at the end of the day, money also was probably a factor, or not probably was, it was a factor that
I think it was like the deciding factor. Like if Twitter knew how to monetize on Vine, then we probably would still have Vine, and then we would have Vine versus TikTok heavyweight championship, you know,
right? I think Vine eventually was going to die out eventually, maybe just because like I think eventually somehow some way it was going to. I didn't think it was going to be that abrupt, but like you don't normally see, I mean it's a new, we're in an era where now it's like the social media apps, in a sense you don't really see social media apps like die out that quickly. Like Vine only lasted like what, 3 years? I think
it lasted quite a few years. Yeah.
So like it doesn't seem like that long. It seems like it lasted way like,
I remember it was like the year after my senior year of high school. It was like they announced that they would shut it down.
Yeah, so. Like 3, because I think it died my senior year. No, no, the year after that, I think.
Yeah,
it was,
so,
like, yeah, about
like, it was
like 17.
It was 2017. Yeah, cause it was a while.
Because I graduated after Zach, so like I graduated year after Zach, so like it was at least 2-3 years. That's still not bad. But, like, that was really quick. Like, that was, like, lightning in a bottle for a social media app, in a sense. So, I think Vine captured that, and I think TikTok saw that, and they did something better. Like, I do think TikTok's better than Vine in a sense of
they saw
what Vine did, and they capitalized on it.
As much as I like the simplicity of Vine, let me talk from a technical point. TikTok has a very superior editor on it, even though, like, it's almost easier to like get a video editor on your phone and do it yourself and then upload it that way. Right. But also like it makes it TikTok makes it so easy to just make it that there's almost no excuse not to be able to make a video once in a while if you choose to.
Right.
Because the editor on it is pretty good by itself, and then like being able to pick out the hashtags and stuff and then like posting a video and stuff. And then, like, there's a really good feature on it where you're able to save sound. So, like, if you see, like, a trending or what might be a trending sound on TikTok where you can just, like, reenact, like, a skit or, like, make a meme or something, it makes it easier to find it later.
Oh, yeah. It's a unique feature.
And I think that's, like, the big thing that, like, makes TikTok so accessible. Makes it easy for people, like, it's easy to do the dances and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate it when people actually take time and they make their edits and stuff. But I also appreciate like the 15-second ones where they're just, you know, some people are like, that's a stupid joke, but then I'm laughing at it for 5 minutes straight.
I mean, I will admit one thing. I'm not, even though I don't have TikTok, I do watch some of them.
And uh-oh.
Probably 90% of it, though, is just Star Wars memes. Because
India, do you hear that?
Nerd. Hang on.
I was the same way, Ben. Don't worry. You just have to join the TikTok sign.
I was the same way, too.
And I'm not trying to make it myself. Hang on. I said I watch them, but I watch them on YouTube. I watch them on other media. I still don't have TikTok download. I never said I hated TikTok as a whole. I just said I never downloaded it. So I'm still in the clean. I'm still in the clear.
Oh my
I watch Star
God.
Wars memes because I'm a meme of myself. So I'm it
slap
works.
This man.
Do it.
He's not wrong though. He is a living
come
joke.
Come up to school, Zach, and do it. I took
nah. They would. They'd be like, "Hey, where do you live?" And I'm like, "In the middle of fuck offville." They'd be like, "You need to be tested."
Is that off fuck off street or is it off of bitch Ave?
No, it's off Son of a Bitch Boulevard.
Oh, sorry, I mixed those two up.
Yeah, we were off by a couple blocks.
Yeah, you're off.
Okay, I should have known.
So,
if you see the expensive prostitute on Fifth Ave, yeah, you went a couple blocks over.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, we're getting off point.
That's pretty much
but
it.
Anyways,
unless
TikTok.
Anyone has any arguments about, you know, TikTok being safe. I mean, pretty much we've already gone over the pros. The only con is that there's one less social media app at this point.
Yeah.
That's kind of the only con. It's like, yeah, people are going to lose their platform and stuff. And then there's going to be one less social media app. And then there's all these other smaller apps. Like the, I know when India still has the beef going on with China. So they banned TikTok like 100%. Even with a VPN, you cannot get it. So they introduced their own app called Triller.
What?
Triller.
I heard that and I instantly thought of Michael Jackson Thriller. I'm
yeah,
like,
no, they
what?
Just took Thriller and they took the H out of it. And it's like, Triller? And I'm like, I'm not sure how I feel about this. And I looked at it.
I was going to ask, saying, why, if you are worried about it being banned, why can't they just use a VPN?
Because India has very good cyber skills to the point where if you use a VPN, you can still not use it. They know. That's the thing, is that TikTok, like, the Indian cybersecurity knows. They just know when you're going to TikTok, and they're like, nope.
It's like the all-seeing eye.
But, you know.
The all-seeing Hindu guy is like, I see what you're doing there.
Basically.
You getting on that TikTok?
No.
Yeah, no.
But no. There's a bunch of other smaller video apps similar to TikTok, but they're not quite as good. And then I went through and read the reviews on some of them, and a lot of people are like, "I'm like, it's like TikTok, but worse." And then someone's like, "It's like TikTok, but even worse." And I'm like, the reviews
yeah,
just kept
like
getting worse and worse.
Yeah, like Instagram was already implementing like Reels, which is similar to TikTok.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
the
well,
rise of
Instagram
comedy.
Instagram just takes everything. They took stories from Snapchat. They did longer videos, or they did like longer videos or something like that. So like Instagram is just basically like social media sloppy seconds.
It's like the all you can
like,
eat buffet.
They also took from YouTube, with Instagram TV or whatever. So like they're just like they're literally social media sloppy seconds.
They do whatever they want.
Like, everything that's innovative, Instagram's like, yo, that's our idea now.
But then
like,
they do it worse. But then sometimes they do it
or
worse.
It's like,
so.
Or it's like Snapchat, like, hey, we have stories on our social media, Instagram. That's a good idea. Same Snapchat. No, don't do it.
Do it.
I'm going to do it anyway.
It's a shitty copy and paste system.
Basically. But,
hey, can I copy the homework? Yeah, just make sure it looks different.
Facebook.
It's the same fucking thing.
Facebook is like, how do you do, fellow kids? Anyways, that's the episode. That's all the time we got. Thank you so much for listening to our TikTok rant. It was a very interesting weekend to not know if TikTok was going to be allowed or not be allowed. Like, are we going to see a man get killed on TV? We don't know.
Some roller coaster.
All I know is that TikTok has somehow survived like several bans in the U.S.
How are you not dead? I don't know.
They've had the 11th hour bullshit multiple times.
Talk about a miracle on thin ice. I'll see myself out. But anyways.
Oh, thank God. All right. Now the podcast gets better.
Oh.
Oh.
Anyways.
I'm kidding, Zach. You know, Zach,
even India
Zach,
jumped
you know,
in on
Zach, it. Zach, you know I love you.
Sure you do. Anyways.
Your way out.
Follow us on our social medias, including TikTok. I mean, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We also have YouTube. Find us there. And that's pretty much it. So that's the episode. You know what to do, guys. Say bye.
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 Why?
Ben, you're a bitch. Just get TikTok. Don't rewatch it on YouTube.
I'm not getting it's like it. Watching. You can't make me.
It's like watching a pirated version of a movie when you already can get the movie. Like, it's in your house.
Are you saying it's pirated because it's from China?
No, it's pirated because it's on YouTube in bad quality. I'm stopping the recording.